Danny Darkanian on MAGA, Secure Our Borders and Build a Wall. By Robert Krajicek on October 19, 2018. Danny Darkanian, a Republican candidate for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, described himself as a MAGA candidate supporting America First policies. He offered his remarks in a Thursday interview with Breitbart News senior editors-at-large Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight. Nevada's 3rd District is currently represented by Jackie Rosen, DNV, who was elected to the House in 2016. Rosen is seeking election to the Senate in November. Darkanian's Democrat opponent is Susie Lee. According to Open Secrets's latest data, Lee's campaign has doubled Darkanian's in terms of dollars raised and spent, $3.9 million raised and $3.1 million spent to $1.8 million raised and $1.4 million spent. Open Secrets further lists outside spending supporting and opposing both Darkanian and his Democrat opponent as almost equal, with $7.9 million supporting Rosen and $7.8 million supporting Darkanian. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, a pro-Democrat PAC, has spent $4.5 million on the aforementioned race. Its Republican counterpart, the National Republican Congressional Committee, has spent $3.9 million. Darkanian said, "I believe very strongly in America First policies that President Trump had articulated. We need to secure our borders, build a wall where it's necessary, make sure we know who's coming in and out of our country, and what products are coming in and out of our country. Listen." Darkanian praised President Donald Trump's economic and trade policies. "I believe very strongly in what President Trump has done on the economic front," said Darkanian. "He is eliminating the burdensome and unreasonable regulations, making the tax system fair, fairer not only for the businesses but also for individuals." He added, "I also believe in a lot of the thing he's doing on the tariff side. We don't want to see more tariffs imposed in a war, but we are paying much more in tariffs than the other countries that we trade with, and it's unfair." Darkanian continued, "We put American businesses and American workers at a huge disadvantage. I'm hoping that President Trump's strong negotiation skills will help eliminate the tariffs and put us on a level playing field." Darkanian critiqued nation-building foreign policy as incompatible with prioritizing America's national interest. "I don't believe we should be going overseas and fighting wars unless there's an imminent threat to our national security, or that of our close allies," stated Darkanian. Darkanian highlighted his ongoing support for then-presidential candidate Donald Trump before and after NBC and The Washington Post coordinated to release the Access Hollywood tape weeks before 2016's presidential election. Darkanian said, "I was a MAGA candidate first, when nobody else was in Nevada. I was the only federal candidate that supported candidate Trump until the end of the last election. All of our other top elected officials, our governors, senators, Senate candidates, congressmen, they all came out and demanded Trump step out as a nominee when that Hollywood Access tape came out." Darkanian went on, "I'm the only person who supported candidate Trump at the time, because I believe very strongly in those MAGA principles and we see how they're working now." He finished by noting his opponent's unwillingness to participate in future debates. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.